Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well this evening. Had a wonderful, wonderful day. Let's all just prepare for service tonight. If I ask y'all to stand, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Love the Lord. Love the Lord. If you have a prayer request, just show by the raising of your. Brother Chris, would you lead us in opening prayer? Amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God, hallelujah. While you're standing, turn to page 92, just a little talk with Jesus. Praise God. Take up the evening offering. Have the announcement, one of them that we did this morning also, for as we prepare for the Christmas play and for the Samaritan's Purse, the shoeboxes we do each and every year. But also, if you have any new or used envelopes that can be used for Christmas cards, please bring them in the next 2 weeks and give them to Sister Jennifer. And glad and thank y'all for everything that you do. We're so blessed with such a wonderful church. Praise God. Brother Luke, would you ask the Lord to bless us? Amen. to call on some special singers tonight. Sister Linda, if you would, start coming up this way. And then Miss Karen and Miss Tabitha, please.
Are you ready to go home? Oh, my word. I hear songs. I read God's word. I pray. We lose loved ones. I get homesick for heaven. Y'all worship the Lord as I sing. That sounds like home to me. Himself will be the light. That sounds like home to me, right where I want to be. There'll be no tears to feel I rise again. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of His grace and glory, where the saints of God will be. Oh, that sounds like home to me.
Thank you. to come. praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water. Such a marvelous mystery. Yeah, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. To the King of Kings, you are my everything, and I will adore you. Yeah, I will adore you.
Praise the Lord.
Well, for me, today is a double good day. Well, actually, it's a triple good day. One, I've been married to her for 42 years today. And I hope I get another 42. Two, I got to retire today. And that still ain't as good as being married to her.
Yeah.
And three, that gives me plenty of room to be back in church.
Amen.
So I thank you for everything he's done for me and my family. Worship with us as we sing Little David.
The battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's thine. I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you. I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad you've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. Little David, oh so small, Goliath, oh so tall, odds were just too high, poor little David. So he shook off all of his load, for with the power of God he was clothed. He said, the battle's not mine, I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. The battle's not mine, said little David. Lord, it's thine, I'm in your favor. I've given it all to you. I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad you've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. naked, unafraid. Before the giant he stood that day. Seems to be the end for little David. Just like the lion and the bear he stood. Oh, Goliath will come down too, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. Now little David, he stood tall, and now Goliath seems so small. Sweet victory had rang for little David, 'cause he gave the battle to one with a record for getting things done. He said, the battle's not mine, I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. The battle's not mine, said little David, Lord, it's thine. I'm in your favor, I've given it all to you. I knew not what to do, and I'm so glad you've let me see. You're really all that I need, for the battle's not mine. I give it to you, Lord, it's thine. For the battle's not mine, I give it to you, Lord, it's thine.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord. Had it been a glorious day? Dreary day, but it's a glorious day. Every day with the Lord is a wonderful day. Brother Don O'Shields is going to bring the message to us tonight. We love this brother, and ask him this morning, would he come and preach for us? So, Brother Don, come take your liberty in the Lord. If you want to sing, that'll be all right. We'll. Amen. Bless you.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. It is good to be in the house of God. If unfortunately, my wife and son are not able to be with me today. They have, Ian, developed what we thought was strep that turned into flu, so he's at home. He's doing much better today than he was yesterday. He's even got his attitude back, so that's great. That's great. Y'all, all the parents in here understand that statement for sure. It is a blessing and a tremendous honor to be able to stand in a pulpit. Many years ago, I wrote, let's see, it says 8/1/2014. That's how long ago I wrote this down. And over the years, I've given it to people that have struggled, either emotionally, physically, or with addiction. But it's something I penned many, many, many years ago now, it seems like, 2014. So we're talking 8 years ago. I've preached it one time, and I preached it in a room full of ministers. And it goes back to right before I left here, Brother Eddie. I remember you telling me how lonely it can be. Remember that? He said, it can get very lonely out there, and it can get very lonely at the top. No matter where you go, son, you're going to feel like you're alone. Such profound words stayed with me all through the years of traveling and preaching the gospel, even through the years recently where we didn't know where we were going to call home for church. So during those times, I tend to reach back to things of old and grab some of the nuggets from times in the past. And if you're a minister, you know you got pages and pages of notes inside of your book. And this one fell out the other day, and I'm like, wow, that's pretty good. We should do that again sometime. And as soon as Brother Eddie grabbed me, I'm like, I know what I'm preaching. And it marries up very nicely to what he preached this morning. And thank you, sir, for trusting me to stand up here. I know it's a tremendous thing to allow someone else to stand in your pulpit. So tonight I want to talk to you about you are not alone. Sometimes the church house can be the loneliest place in the world. You can be sitting in the back corner. Back when I was auditioning for pastorship up in Dayton, Ohio, there was a young man that came in with a bus of kids that we bussed in, and he sat on the wrong pew. You understand that? And some other kids said, "That's not where you're supposed to sit. That's where my daddy sits." And they run that little boy off to the far back corner somewhere, and he sat back there with his head down. Broke my heart. I'm like, my goodness, look how alone he is in God's house. The last place you need to feel alone is in God's house. But we know sometimes we get in our feelings. We get in our flesh. And we get too secluded, if you will. And we'll let things leave us thinking that we're alone. If you would, go with me to John chapter 14, verses 16 and 18. Or 16, 17, and 18. "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye knoweth him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Father God, we thank you for this powerful, powerful statement that you will not leave us comfortless. God, we pray that your Spirit goes with us today, that you'll pour out your Spirit upon all the flesh in this house, and that all that receive this, either online or within the sanctuary, are blessed by your words. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, thank you. Y'all forgive me, I took some sinus medicine, so I had to go to the bathroom twice. I'm drinking a ton of water. You know how that goes. Touch him, Lord. Thank you. So, anybody know the recording artist Jason Upton? Has anybody heard of him? He's a worship artist. He's been around for a long time. He sang a song called "You're Not Alone." And in the middle of the song, he just stops. And he's really good live. He's not very good to listen to, but he's really good live. Because it's kind of live recordings, and you understand being in live recordings is different than being listening to it on on a tape or something. But he stops in the middle of it and tells a story about Martin Luther King. He says, Martin Luther King was sitting at his dinner table one night and he said, "God, I've never heard you speak my name. I've heard you speak to other people. I've heard you speak things through me to other people. But I've never heard you speak my name." And he said, within a few moments, Martin Luther King received a word from God. And he said, "Martin, you are not alone." Praise God. I get chills even now telling that story and listening to it being told over a song. Today we need to come to grips with the fact that we are not alone. We are not by ourselves. We are not even by ourselves on the mountaintop or even in the valley. There is one who stands closer than a brother. There is one who stands closer than a brother and stands closer than a friend. And there is one whose words before he ascended into heaven said, "I will not leave you comfortless." You are not alone. You are not forgotten. You are not on the back burner. How many people ever felt like you just kind of sit back on the back burner? You don't have to show your hands. I don't want everybody confessing up to us right here. But being alone is a terrible experience. Have you watched the History Channel Alone? You see the people that are on there and they're living alone. Whoever can outlast the other one. And you have no idea. I'm going to tell on myself. One time when I was, before I became a Christian, I was incarcerated in Carroll County Correction Facility. And I got in trouble, and they sent me to isolation. The absolute worst thing you could do to somebody like me, because I like to pace. I can't sit still. Ian gets it naturally from me. So that was a terrible experience for me to spend some time in isolation. But to know that being a Christian, to being a person of God, knowing that I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, knowing that God is with me with every step I take, and that no matter where I go and what I do, whether it be good, bad, indifferent, God is with me. The most mind-boggling thing I ever come to realize, and I shared it with Kayla up here one day at the altar, even in my madness, even when I was out there in the world living it up, God was with me. I have testimony after testimony, Brother Eddie, of where God stood beside me and protected me from my foolishness. I've told people that have been in dope houses, as we've pulled them out of dope houses and pulled them out of drug houses and sent them in rehab and stuff, look, God was with you even in a dope house. So if God can be with you even in a dope house, can He not be with you sitting on this pew? I love what Brother Eddie said this morning. God is no respecter of person. There is nothing. God's not going to hold it against you. I will hold it against myself a lot longer than God will. We are not alone in this walk. We don't have to walk this alone, brother. We don't have to stand alone anymore. We don't have to feel like no one is listening. God is always listening. He is always with us. He is always walking with us. My goodness, we are not alone. You are not forgotten. You are not on the back burner. You are not in isolation. You are not outcasted. You are not placed in the masses to be a number. You are not just a number on the holy roll in heaven. You are not alone. You're not just a number today. You're not just someone who's sitting by waiting to go to heaven. There's so much more to you. There's so much more to what you get to do. There's so many more places you get to go in the Lord. If you just close your eyes for a second, you can realize, look, I can go anywhere I want to with the Lord. There's nothing I can't do with Him. That is okay. I mean, there are things you can't do. let me just clear it, throw that little safety in there. There are things you can't do. But there are places in God that you can go that can absolutely terrify you. To know that He has that much power. To know that He has that much realm. I remember not too long ago, we were living at the little house over here in Villarica, just 5 minutes from here. And I come out of the bathroom, and as soon as I stepped out, God hit me with one of those. It was like He was waiting on me on the other side of the door. And I stood in just complete awe of a download that He was giving me about where He's at. And I believe the terminology is omnipresent. There's nowhere God's not. There's nowhere. The people that go to Mars, that plan on going to Mars, guess who's there? God's there. Said He strung them out like a curtain. Can you imagine that? He strung it out like a curtain. Now imagine the size of His hand. Yet they were small enough to come down and be nailed to a cross for you and me. Large enough to expand the universe, and yet small enough for you and me. We are not alone in this walk. We are not alone on the back pew, front pew, side pew, Sunday school. We're not alone over in the drama department. We're not alone. It doesn't matter if there's five people in here or the house is busting at the seams. You are not alone. You will not stand alone. You will never walk this walk alone. God is always going to walk with you. Every single step you take. It says the steps of a righteous man, what? Avail much, right? So every step you take is righteous and it shall avail. It also says every step you take is your claim for the Lord. Claim it as His. Too many times today I find myself just walking in and walking out. Why don't I walk in and claim it? And I'm not just talking about doors. Why don't I walk up in Robinson Salvage, where I love to spend about half a day at? Don't spend no money, but I'll spend half a day just digging through stuff. Why don't we walk up in there and claim it for the Lord? Look, this is holy ground now. This is where God's going to be. There's going to be a revival take place in this place. I don't know. I guess because I'm not alone, I believe I can do that. My God. It's amazing, Brother Eddie. You can preach this so many times. I could probably preach it one more time. It'd come out completely different than two. It's totally amazing how this message transforms through time. You have never been so compassed about with such a cloud of witnesses. You are surrounded by a crowd of angels. You have never outran God. You have never left the very eyes of God. The Creator has never left you. If anything, He has blessed you to His return and back. He has given you more than any other. He has loved you from the mountains to the valley and every step in between. Every step in between, God has been with you. Every step in between, God is with you. If I know that God's in my next step, Brother Jim, how's my faith from Sunday school this morning? How's my faith? Can I get somebody to go to Matthew 10:30 for me? Matthew 10:30. Every step I take, God is with me. I don't have far to go. I've never left His sight. I'm precious enough that I've never left God's sight. God is always with us. God is always with us. Even in the darkest days, even in the midnight hour, when you can't sleep and worry has consumed your mind, even when thoughts of all kinds of craziness are going on around you and drama after drama after drama seems to be coming after you, God is still with you. I could tell you 100 scriptures that tell you not to worry, and yet we still worry. I could tell you 100 scriptures not to be fearful, and yet we're still fearful. It's okay. It's human. We're wrapped in the same skin. But we're not alone. If you don't get anything else out of tonight, I want you to know that you're not alone. If you know somebody struggling with life, let them know they're not alone. God is with them. There is no greater way to witness to somebody than to start off by saying, hey, you ain't alone. God knows exactly where you're at. Knows exactly where you're at. The most profound thing that was ever told to me, I say that a lot, but there's so many. We were in Dayton, Ohio, and this evangelist comes up to us in the middle of a revival and just drags me on the shoulder and says, hey, God knows exactly where you're at. And it was like a truck run over me. He said, you're not alone, man. God knows exactly where you're at. What are you doing? Jump in the fight. Get ready. It's your time. You know, just really just pumping me up. It was a great time. It was a good revival. Has anybody gone to Matthew 10 and 30 yet? Go ahead, Pastor. They're all numbered. If he knows the hairs on your head, don't you think he knows where you're at? Mine are getting less and less these days. Every time I take a shower, or wash my hair, or comb my hair, I'm learning that I'm approaching that age where at some point I'm going to have to make a decision. Keep hair or shave it off. It's coming. I know you can't tell it, but that's why it's all parted in the middle. I had to change hairstyles to cover up the thinning. Praise God. But he knows the very numbers of the hairs upon my head, even as they fall out. Thank God. He's got somebody going up there. Well, he's got about five less today. So thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. He has never lost you in the madness of your sin. He has never forgotten you, even when you forgot him. He has never lost your number or even forgotten your name. You are a godly creation who has made some choices to guide you away into a situation that feels in your flesh as if you're alone. The adversary has recognized this and has fed your emotions with thoughts of despair, thoughts of hopelessness, thoughts of you are alone. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you, and I want you to know that you're not alone. Have you ever felt hopeless? Have you ever felt despair? Have you ever, I hate to bring those words up because you just feel the atmosphere start dragging down. Have you ever been there where you're like, I don't know how we're going to get out of this. I don't know how this is going to change. And yet, somehow, some way, it all changes. Mama always said, this too shall pass, huh? This too shall pass. And it's true. But I believe that God has a hand in the this too shall pass. Because he's going to make it for my favor, Brother Jim. Going to make it for my favor. We're not alone in this. If I know I'm not alone, then my faith and my joy and my hope and my salvation and all my thoughts of goodness and glory come through him. Amen? I know I'm preaching to the choir tonight. I know you guys never feel like you're alone, right? Y'all done champion this thing, right? I'm probably close to one of the youngest ones. I think Brother Tony's got might be a few years younger than me, but not by much. I know you fought these battles. You've been through them. You've learned that you're not alone. I still fight them. I fought them as early as just a couple weeks ago when I was at the altar up here going, you know, I just didn't know what to do. Brother Eddie spoke a word, and I felt my stomach turn and just twist. And I'm like, oh, I got to go. I don't care if there's anybody up there. I really don't. It's not important to me at this point. What's important is getting this out. To feel like you're alone in your marriage, in your friendships, in war, in the middle of a war, spiritual, physical, or natural, can be the most hopeless feeling you ever have. That's what he wants. That's what the adversary wants. He wants you to feel hopeless. The absence of God is feeling hopeless. But the presence of God is what? Hope. There's always hope as long as we have Jesus. And knowing that we're not alone, we always, always, always have Jesus. To God be the glory. Christ called you his friend. Christ calls you his child. Got to use something to help me follow along here. I don't have my reading glasses on. Christ also calls you the chosen generation. And this is for the younger ones that are in the back. I speak into this generation that has been chosen for such a time as this. You are not a mistake. You are not placed in position to bring back the end of days. You are placed here to see the return of Jesus Christ. The return of the King for His kingdom. The joy of the Lord is to rush over you and to brush away all of your thoughts of loneliness. To purge the thoughts of evil one out of your head. To speak the healing of Christ into your damages. To speak the healing of Christ into your sin. To speak the healing of Christ into your faults. To speak the healing of Christ into your despair. For the love of Christ is to bless you right now. It will wash over you like a mighty rushing wind. He will never, ever leave you alone. You are not alone. You have been given a comforter that is with you always. The Holy Ghost. To lead and guide you in all truth. And the reason He's called the comforter is to comfort us in the times when we need Him. It's so hard to be out there on your own. It's so hard to be out there alone. It's a lonely place when you're out there. Strongest words I've ever heard this man speak. It's lonely out there. Be careful. You're not alone. Brother Eddie, when the church is in turmoil, and it seems like it's just going to fall apart. There ain't enough money coming in. Can't pray enough. Feels like your prayers are hitting the ceiling and coming right back down. You're not alone, Brother Jim. All the battles you fight with your father, your families, your sons, your grandkids, you're not alone. He's been with you every step of the way. Sister Brenda, Lord, we know the battles you fought. And the struggles. You're still fighting. You're not alone. He's with you. Thomas, strong faith, incredible faith, yet you're still not alone. Praise God. But Chris, I don't know you very good, but I know you're a man of faith. I know you got two boys. You're not alone. Bless your heart, brother. Bless your heart. The rest of you, I know a great portion of you, and I've known you for quite some time. And I've known the walks you have walked. And I've known the battles you've been through. And I let you know you're not alone even today. Even in this moment, you're not alone. To those of you who I'm just learning to know, you're not alone either. None of your battles are alone. None of you have left here and will leave here tonight alone. God will walk with you every step of the way. Even into the car, even going down the highway, God will be with you. He will stand with you at the moment when somebody pulls out in front of you and you don't have enough time to stop. And all you have time to say is, Jesus. And that car somehow gets out of the way and you get around them and nobody hits somebody. How many of you been there? I've driven 20-something thousand miles this year. I've seen a gazillion wrecks. I've nearly had 50 probably. And so many times I've just been able to say, Jesus, and my brakes work good enough or something. So I can testify about 50 times of God being with me in the car. We are not alone. We are always, always. And we're not just alone. We're not... We have the Creator of all creation, the King of all kings, the one who every knee is going to bow to, with us in every step we take. That is such a profound, powerful thought. It's empowering. It's powerful to us. When we pray for the lunatic, we're not alone. When we pray for the drug addict, we're not alone. When you see things around you that you know are not natural of this world, you know you're not alone. When the ugly spirits from other places come knocking on your door, you get to speak in the name of Jesus. Be gone. When we moved into our house that we live in now, and some of you are going to think I lost my mind, but I promise you it was real. We moved in and it just didn't feel right. Like the other side of the house just felt off. So one night I just got tired of it. I got up, I got my oil out again. I anointed it when we moved in. We prayed. And it was all beautiful. It was all kumbaya. It was great. But apparently something didn't like us being there, and it just rubbed. And we would bicker, and Ian would act up, and that'd make us bicker a little bit more. And it was just like, no, this is not us. It's not what we do. This is not the way we behave. I get the oil out. I just start lathering everything, and you can still see handprints all over the house. I mean, I was putting oil on thick. And I get up. We have a bonus room above our garage, and you know, stairs go up to it. And I get over, so we have a split bedroom. We have the master on one side, the rest of the house on the other side. And I get over in that hallway, and it's just like, ooh, what is that? And the Spirit of God just, man, he hit me hard. I began to speak in tongues, and no more than I heard that, I heard boom, 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 bam, right out the top window of the house. I don't know what it was. I don't care what it was. I'm just glad it's gone. You know what I mean? I went chasing after it because I wanted to see what God was running out of the house. But Lord Jesus, he just pushed it right out of the house, and she come running from the other side of the house. What was that? And I'm like, I don't know. God got rid of it, though. And things settled down after that. Just chilled out. And then we got three dogs and Ian got, yeah, whatever. We had one little bitty dog, and in a couple months we had three. Whew, puppy, a playful puppy. Praise God for it all. Thank God we can afford that. Thank God he has blessed us to be in that position. But even in the middle of fighting spiritual warfare, that can be the toughest, toughest fight you've ever had. It can come at you from all angles, and it knows you. It has been watching you. It has been listening to you. It knows where you went. It knows what you said. And it will bring all that back up to you. And that's when you just have to know that God is with you. And that's all you have to say is, look, I'm not alone. God is with me all the way. All the way to the end. All the way to the end. Until the trumpet sounds and the eastern skies split, God is with me. And he's with you too. Let us stand. Maybe you've been struggling with something. That's easy to say. We're all struggling with something. Maybe this hit a nerve in you and you feel like, you know what? I feel like I have been alone a little bit. Well, that's easy to say. A lot of us have felt that way. But I want those who have recently felt that way and are not scared to admit it, because once you come up here, I'm praying that the power of God will wash over you and you'll never, ever feel that experience again. That you'll know what to say, that you'll know what to do. But I want you to know you're not alone tonight. You're not alone in the way you're feeling. You're not alone if you come up to the altar. There'll be people around you all the time praying with you, knowing that you've been through this, and they've gone through it with you, and they'll go with you all the way through it. That's why it's so important for us to have church and church family, because you have people to lean on and fall back on when things are not right. So tonight, if you would, I don't want no music. I just want it quiet and still. Let's reflect inside of ourselves. Have you felt alone? It's so easy to do. The world is trying to separate us out right now. The government's trying to separate everybody. The news is separating everybody. Social media is separating everybody. And it's like everybody's being pushed into a corner. And God says, my people who are called by my name, I don't want you to feel alone anymore tonight. The world has done a good job of separating the church lately. And if you've struggled with it, come on up. We'll be quiet. We'll be gentle. We won't expose it for you. But we will pray with you. Anybody want to come up tonight and just lay it down on the altar? Never be left. Leave here knowing that you're not alone anymore. Please come. The altar is open. Knowing that you don't have to leave here alone. Maybe you don't know the Lord fully. Come and get empowered by knowing Him fully tonight. Come, if you will. Maybe this message isn't for everybody in here. Maybe it's for somebody you know. Maybe it's for somebody that has stepped away, backslid. God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we ask if anyone here needs your touch tonight, needs a touch from you in any way, I'd love for it to be for those who feel like they've been alone and are fighting a battle. Let them know they can come forward, that the elders of the church will pray with them. And there will be a move of power within them. Lord, we just exalt your name in this place. In Jesus' name. Amen. No one wants to come forward tonight, and that's okay. The message has been given. The word of God has gone forth. Take it with you. Use it. Use it to your benefit. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all come, please.
see here and there. Till life's burdens and commitments have crowded out my prayer. And now I find I need you. And if I confess my sins, would you let me feel your spirit once again? Lord, I need to feel your power and the joy in my soul and the sweet peace that only comes when Jesus takes control. I don't want to walk this road. I know where it is. Spirit once again. Lord, I've been busy here and there. Till life's burdens and commitments have crowded out my prayer. And now my sins, would you let me feel your spirit once again? Lord, I need to feel your power and the joy in my soul and the sweet peace that only comes when Jesus takes control. In my soul and the sweet close fellowship we shared made joyful rivers flow. And though I've been neglectful, Lord, you know where I've been. Once again, Lord, I need to feel your power and the joy in my soul, the sweet peace that only comes when Jesus takes control. I don't want to walk this road. I know it is, and I need to feel your spirit once again. I don't want to walk this road. I know where it is, and I need to feel your spirit.
Message, a very timely message to understand and know that we are not alone. Thank you so many times. As Brother Ton was preaching, I remember vividly in the first grade, I didn't have an older brother, but I had an older cousin, Susan's older sister, Judy, in the sixth grade, and Mother sort of asked her to look out for me because I was a scrawny first grader. I know, look at me now, you wouldn't think, but I was just a little bitty scrawny thing. Mother said he had to always buy slim pants, and she couldn't hardly find any. They'd still fall off of me. But anyway, there was this big, humongous second grader that was always picking on me. muscles. Well, anyway, he seemed to be anyway. And after school, we had to wait for the bus about, 20 to 30 minutes. And he'd always pick me out of the crowd, and we'd run, chase, and he'd get me down, But I told Judy about it, or I told Mother about it, and then Mother told Judy. So she was watching out for me, even though she was playing with some of the kids her age. And he had me down, and he's sitting on my chest, and I heard her count to three. One, two. By the time she got to three, he jumped up and took off. And she always kept me in her eye after that time, knowing that I had somebody to look out for me. And Judy's gone to heaven now. But, as Brother Don said, we've got somebody that'll never leave us and never forsake us. Mom and Dad used to sing a song, said, I'll have somebody with me to share this heavy load. I feel his presence near me every day. Though others would be lonely when all their friends are gone, I'll have somebody with me all the way. Remember them singing that song at Rockmart Church. Thank you, Brother Don, for bringing that message. God bless you all. We love you. Have a wonderful day. Remember tomorrow, bring your kids and grandkids tomorrow night. And what time is that? Six o'clock. We will have the event out in the Curtis Center. So come, and you'll have plenty of food to eat. All right? And it will be cakes and candy. Cakes and candy. So you might want to eat supper or a hot dog before you come, I think. Unless you want to just eat cakes and candy. All minds and hearts clear. Oh, we are going to have food. Why? Excuse me. Thank you for sharing. We're going to have food, candy, and just come and enjoy. Starts at 6. Amen. Praise God. And also, it'll keep your kids off the street tomorrow night. It's really not a safe thing to be out. Amen. Even though we know the Lord is with us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for the message that we heard tonight, for the man of God who stood and brought it. Father, thank you for the anointing. Thank you for those who came forward tonight, God, and for the prayers that you have answered. Asking you now humbly, Lord, to go with us, to lead us and to guide us, direct us, keep us safe from all harm and danger until we meet again or until you call us home. We give you praise. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Shake hands. Be friendly. Love one another. We'll see you next time.
Feel your spirit, that one.